A big congratulations to the winners of the second annual Sports Business Awards Tech last night at the Hard Rock Hotel in Manhattan. My colleagues up in New York tell me it was another fantastic event. Winners include the MLS Apple deal for Tech Collaboration of the Year and the NHL's David Lahansky for Tech Exec of the Year. One of my favorite products, Golf Plus with the PGA Tour, took home best in extended reality. Let's not talk about what I shot at a virtual Bay Hill the other day. And security screening company Evolve took home two awards, including Best in Sports Tech. You can get the full list of winners in Morning Buzz today. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Austin Carr. Iowa's Clayton Clark continues to bring the madness to March. Her game on Sunday against Ohio State, a record set her on the court as she passed Pistol Pete Maravich for the all-time NCAA career scoring record, was also a record setter on TV for Fox. 3.9 million viewers, that's Fox's best women's game ever on the college side, and the best for any women's college hoops regular season game, regardless of network, since a Tennessee-UConn battle back in 1999 on CBS. It's also the second best college hoops game, regardless of gender this season, behind only a men's Arizona-Michigan State game on Thanksgiving, and that had the benefit of an NFL game lead-in. Looking outside the college ranks, Clark's record-setting afternoon game on Fox on Sunday was even better than both NBA opening night games this season on TNT, and even better than what ESPN drew for Victor Wembanyama's primetime NBA debut back in October. It was even higher than Sunday's Celtics-Warriors game on ABC. Just a ratings magnet. Really want to see what she can continue to do as we get deeper into March Madness. But Clark is also growing her marketing portfolio as she gets set to become the number one pick in the WNBA draft next month. On Tuesday, my colleague Xavier Hunter reported that Gainbridge, which has naming rights for the arena in Indianapolis where the WNBA's Fever play, inked a multi-year deal with Clark. This morning, SBJ's Terry Lefton reports that Clark is going to sign an exclusive trading card deal and autographed memorabilia deal with Panini. An instant trading card is going to go live this afternoon, celebrating her scoring milestone from Sunday. Clark has had a deal with Topps in the NIL space, but that pact is set to expire in April. If you're WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbart, you have to be all smiles as Clark is set to join your league. Clark is a phenom on the court and proving to be a major brand draw off of it. The WNBA has its media rights deal coming up alongside the NBA's. Just a fantastic time for women's hoops. I'm a ratings junkie, so I'm going to be closely watching how both the women's March Madness and then the early part of the WNBA season perform. But let's stick with WNBA for another moment, as Ally Financial is not slowing its commitment to women's sports ad spending. The bank will now be the patch sponsor for the two-time WNBA defending champion Las Vegas Aces this season. It's a three-year deal, including two-year options at the end of it, reports my colleague Tom Friend. The team was actually without a patch sponsor for its two title runs after having MGM from 2018 to 2020. Kudos to Ally's Andrea Brimmer and her team for getting this deal done. Let's switch gears to football a little bit. NFL Network's flagship AM show, Good Morning Football, is going to be swapping coasts. The show, which has been filmed in New York since debuting in 2016, will be moving to NFL Media's production facilities in Inglewood, California. That's at Hollywood Park, right next to SoFi Stadium. Other shows have already been filmed out of those new studio facilities. But starting March 29th, Good Morning Football is going to go on a hiatus for the move. It will pick up sometime in August, likely right around the start of training camp. The show's current lineup consists of Kyle Brandt, Jamie Erdahl, Devin McCourty, and Peter Schrager. Perhaps just as interesting, though, with the move is that a separate two-hour extension series of Good Morning Football will go into syndication when it comes back. Sony Pictures TV is going to handle distribution of that new effort, and the expectation is that there will be multiple media partners for the show. We've seen similar efforts for shows like Inside the NFL, which was on the CW, but also got a distribution deal with Netflix this past season. The numbers are still there for Good Morning Football, as the program had its best viewership figures in 2023 since 2017. Levy Restaurants continues to grow its presence in Baltimore, reports SBJ's Brett McCormick. Last year, the concessionaire took over Camden Yards F&B from Delaware North. Now, Chicago-based Levy has been tapped by the Ravens to handle M&T Bank Stadium across the shared parking lot. And just as the Ravens signed a 15-year lease to stay in the venue, Levy replaces Aramark, whose deal with the NFL club was cut short by around 4 years. Aramark had been handling concessions at the venue since 2003. So another big win for Levy in Charm City. The company late last year also won the F&B for the Clippers' soon-to-open Intuit Dome. and in the fall took over F&B at the Thunder's Paycom Center in Oklahoma City. Some quick hitters to wrap things up this morning. The new renderings for the A's proposed ballpark in Las Vegas look amazing. The plan includes a fixed roof that features five overlapping layers, a cable net glass window that acts as the wall behind the outfield while allowing views of the strip, and an 18,000-square-foot jumbotron, which will be the largest in MLB. A's president Dave Cavall tells SBJ's Eric Bacharach that the hope is that the venue will be like the Camden Yards in ushering a new phase of ballparks. But obviously still a number of hurdles to jump over before we see shovels in the ground at the site of the Tropicana. But these renderings are great. Check them out on social media when you have the chance. Coca-Cola-owned Body Armor has a new five-year deal with the U.S. Soccer Federation. That includes the 2026 World Cup and the 2028 LA Olympics. BioSteel had actually been in this category for U.S. soccer, but after its bankruptcy, the federation went looking elsewhere, signing a broader deal with Coca-Cola before the Women's World Cup last summer. Body Armor also is the official drink of MLS. As expected, the Dartmouth men's basketball team Tuesday voted to unionize, a first for college athletes. The players voted 13-2 to join the Service Employees International Union Local 560, which already had been representing some workers at the Ivy League school. Dartmouth quickly appealed to the full National Labor Relations Board, and this is just the start of what I imagine is going to be a lengthy legal process. But ultimately, it's going to be, if it holds up, a sea change for how student athletes are going to be classified. The Bears have promoted veteran exec Karen Murphy to exec VP for stadium development and COO. That makes her the second woman in the NFL to hold that COO title. In her new role, she's going to be working closely with President and CEO Kevin Warren on the team's vision for building a new stadium in the Chicago region. The latest sports media podcast from New York Post and SBJ also hits this morning. I talk with Peter King about not just his long and distinguished career, but what he thinks that the NFL is doing right, such as international growth, and what he thinks the NFL should be doing less of, like taking in sports betting dollars. I also have a discussion with longtime Miami Herald scribe Barry Jackson on the show, talk of who's up and who's down, as well as some bigger sports media issues, as well as what he is seeing move the needle in South Florida sports these days. Finally, our SBJ Tech Week continues today in Manhattan at the Time Center. Doors open at 12:45 p.m. NFL Senior VP and CIO Gary Brandley has the opening session with my colleague Joe Lemire. We'll also hear from USOPC CEO Sarah Hirschland, the NBA's Chris Benyarko, Next League's Juan de Jesus, and more. If you're in New York for the event, enjoy the sessions. And if you're still interested, you can stream the event virtually. So that is your morning buzzcast for Wednesday, March 6th. A pleasant hump day for everyone out there. Some of my SBJ Tech colleagues will have the buzzcast on Thursday, bringing you highlights from today's event. I'm Austin Karp, and I will speak to you all again soon.